Amen. How great is our God. We pray that before we go tomorrow, a measure of his greatness will be made available to each of us here. You not just sing the song and dance, but you have him going back with you. That of all things around is the greatest. Amen. Since it's greater than any other thing, what else you need? Praise God. Brethren, we are going to look at some scriptures this morning. And it has to do with the journey of this message. I want to understand. When will Jesus marry us? As a young man marries a virgin, so shall my son marry you. And we are paid that God wants to come into our souls. That our souls or our minds are those true altars of the Lord. Praise God. And that over generations, demons in conjunction, in connivance with the fallen nature had taken over the souls of men and possessed. We've seen great men in the occult, even in religion. We've seen the workings of Satan in wickedness. And the church seemed so powerless, so helpless. And unfortunately, the preachers looked the other way. They abandoned the true word of God. They minded, they built empires for themselves. They did not care for the flock of God. The enemy will come and ravage anytime he wished. I don't know how many burials you've attended this year, but does it not grieve you that with the message of, what do you call it, Christ marrying us, or we becoming the dwelling place of God in the earth, the enemy is still dominating us? That's the challenge we want to handle this morning a little. And we trust God that you'll be a little more curious. You'll go back questioning your own Christianity. How much of this world do you normally go back with every conference you come like this and begin to put to use for your personal use and your family's use? And I must observe something. By yesterday, when prayers were called for the sick, how many people were not sick in this house yesterday? How many people were not sick in this house yesterday? Is that normal? Brethren, is that normal? Except for, now, I must apologize for my appearance, but I can testify. If you saw me when we came to this conference, and you are looking at me right now, there is so much difference. Amen. This world is able. The word of God is powerful. The prayer of the saints, the prayer of the elders can raise up the sick person. And that's what we are returning to. Praise God. And if you were not ashamed yesterday that you are nursing a wrong mindset, we are talking about our minds. We are going to cry anyhow you want to. If you want to say, Lord, change my mind, let Christ be formed in us and displace that evil mentality that we inherited from religion, from our parents, from our fellowships, the laxities. And dear brethren, how do you treat the word of God? If a man tells you, I'll give you a check of, or he gives a check of 100,000 and signs, a man of, and he says, take this check to the bank and draw the money. You should believe in that man. And you go to the bank and you withdraw that money. Who is that man to you? Is he not your friend or an honest man? Have you ever taken the word of God to put you in a situation that you find yourself? Like you took that man's check and went to the bank and drew the money. Have you taken the word of God into the situation that you found yourself and get the solution? Amen, my brother. You don't want to say amen. The same way a man gives you a check or an instrument and you find your way to wherever you can activate that instrument, I believe you can take the word of God and activate it. Amen. Amen. Today is, in fact, when we wanted to go today, I was overruled. Praise God. I was overruled by my family members. They said, what are we going to do? Today is 25th December. I said, I'm sorry. Because we have just given back to you. And I thought I was going to help them fix themselves up because they want to travel back. However, do you know the message that is going on today? Jesus, oh, how did they sing? Mary's boy child Jesus was born. Now, the Bible says, when Jesus was born and was wrapped with a swaddling cloth and put in a manger, and the angels appeared to the wise men, say, he gave them direction, or they gave them direction. Angels appeared and gave them directions. Go to Bethlehem. You will see in a manger the Savior. Let's get to that scripture. Praise God. Where is it? Luke or Matthew, where did we go to? Chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. From verse 8. Are we there? Luke chapter 2 from verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about the shepherds, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to how many? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Suddenly, what happened? There was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God. What did they say? Glory to God in the highest. Praise God. What's the gospel? Gospel simply means good news. And what good news is it did this angel bring? A Savior is born unto the whole world. Man was bound by the powers of demons for many centuries, for many generations. Humanity had no breathing space. Anyone that wanted to accept you paid allegiance to the demons. Brethren, what we are looking at, we are not MIS or not, like my brother would say, we are not end time church. Who are we then? Who are we? We are people that say, thy kingdom, thy will be done as it is originally intended in heaven. Praise God. And in that resilience, we must understand the provisions that have been made. Praise God. The provisions that God had made to make sure we grow from babyhood. What is the next thing? From babyhood to teenager, young man, until we come to maturity. Is that okay? Praise God. You don't just get born again today. They've cleaned the tabernacle or whatsoever it is there. You don't just jump from Egypt into outer court, into the most holy place. It takes a process. It takes God and you working together. Amen. In the event of it all, we came late on the first day, or the second day that we arrived. And we heard the message about the wells that Isaac tried to dig. In the first well, there was contention. He left it. The second one, Sitna, there was strife. Until he got to where? Rehoboth, where the Lord gave him rest. Nobody contended with him again. Brethren, if the enemy destroyed Isaac through the contentions that he faced. Would he ever arrive at Rehoboth? No. So how did Isaac keep himself through that contention, through the strife, and finally came to his rest? May the Lord grant us wisdom. Use the word of God. Destroy the things that contend against the word of God in your life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The strivings of men. You disciple, we hear you are this and that and that. May you use the word of God and bring down the strife.
Amen.
Amen. We are moving on. It is about the mindset. It's about the mind of Christ in me. That what God has called me did not include. Come with me to Psalm 118 from verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that God's mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron, the priest of them, now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say. Why this repetition? His mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Why the dissections? So what's God's mercy? Praise God. Praise God. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in who are princes, the princes of this world. Brethren, praise God. Praise God. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I do what? They compassed me about. Yeah, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like this. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Can we read the next verse, everybody together? Want to go, everybody, let's read it. Thou hast sought her. The scriptures say, if you faint in the day of adversity, it means your strength was. Another translation says, you had no strength at all. You were not there. There was no identity of who you think you are with what you are. Brethren, listen. If mere men, if I a natural man, think about my physical children, make basic provisions for them. They don't ask me, who is God to you? If you meet any of my children and you try to be funny around, someone will tell you, do you know Bremenya? And if that name does not make meaning to you, it means you don't know him. But if you know Bremenya, you will find your neighbor. Because Bremenya will come to you, he will come for you. That meeting, God can just abandon us to be ravaged by tiny demons. Do you know that the name of the Lord is a strong? How much have you used? They compass us around like this. They come to lay claims. Why do you keep quiet? Why do you keep quiet and allow the things that the enemy pushes down our throats? Praise God. They trust hard on us. That we may fall. But the Lord help me. The Lord is my strength and song, and it's become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is where? The right hand of the Lord. The right hand of the Lord does what? You will not go back the way you came. There is some activations of life by the word of God. We begin to be one with this word. Amen. I tell us something. Some brethren came to equate to ministers some time ago. And I got into a dream or a vision. And a particular brother was ministering. And it seemed we were in a construction site. And it was putting a line. He stood the other way, put the line. Came this way, put the line. He said, do you know what? This is a new temple that the Lord is building. And he raised up a song. He said, oh, the new temple. Oh, the new temple. May the Holy Ghost live within this temple. Oh, the new temple. We sang this song in that dream. When I woke up this way, I realized it was a dream. I decided to sing the song and recorded it. It's in my phone. I've not sang that song anywhere. Brethren, the altar of the Lord, the temple that God is building to dwell in, shall be feared by the nations of this world. Men shall see you and tremble. I don't know where you come from, but the brethren are witnesses here. The gods of our land, I mean where God placed me, they have discovered that the church is the strongest. What do you call it? The strongest what? Eh? The strongest? Is it power? No, we are people. The strongest people on earth is the church of the living God. If you are not adjusted in your mindset from those with elements, the things you did not know, the things that plagued you, you simply submitted here and there. Yet you keep coming to fellowship. You are wasting your time. A man says, one word from the Lord will do what? Change you. If you receive one word from God and allow it to mix up with your spirit and the light shines out from there, that one word will send you to where the enemy cannot stand. The problem is that we keep coming, we keep hearing these fine stories, these fine messages, and we don't go back home. The story of the ruminants. Remember in the book of Numbers of Leviticus, God talks about the animals that we should not eat. The one that he says we should eat, he says it has how many chambers? Do you know what a ruminant is? It goes outside like sheep or goat. When it gets out there, it takes in the grasses wherever it goes to. In that afternoon, it takes in and stores in the first chamber or somewhere else in the system. When everybody is sleeping, what does the animal do? It throws it back. It regurgitates. If you ever live close to where goats or sheep or any ruminants is, you will discover they don't sleep in the night. What they do is what? Throw back what they took in the daytime and grind it to produce the necessary life that they wanted or that they need. Amen. Amen. When we come here, it's a raw word that you are receiving. When you get home, please, dear brethren, this word is able to save our souls. It's not just amen. Maybe by the next conference we have, you will testify to the fact that you were sick, now you are healed. Amen. You were poor, the Lord has opened the door for you. Amen. You are afraid, now you are no more afraid. Amen. You were terrorized in your environment. Brethren, praise God. Amen. You see some young men walk like this. And they look at you with baggy jeans or whatsoever. What goes through your mind? They are looking at your house, they are marking you down. What did God say? They shall know evil before you. Why? He shall give his angel. Do you know what? They come back to that place they marked up in the daytime. What do they see? If you don't believe this word that it is true, know that no security in this world can spare you. Just note it. We heard the story of Sister Ruth. How did she get delivered from that? From those boys. The Lord our God that is mighty.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. But you know, you can go a little further than that. They can come looking for you and they don't identify you. Say amen to this. This is a show. The angels say, we are bringing good tidings. A savior is born for the whole world. His name shall be called the Christ. When he comes into your soul and takes residence as much as you allow him, the more you allow him, the more the enemy understands that they are no more available.
Amen.
This is the truth. But if we fold our arms and get intimidated and agitated, this child is getting hot. Praise God. Praise God. Yesterday night in the dining hall, one of our little daughters was saying, whether I chess or this, I keep quiet. Do you know where I came from? I came from the fact that our first son had a serious, what did they call it? It would have led to an asthmatic condition. We don't know what would have been his life today. Praise God. But we do not know of inhaler and all that. If this boy sleeps in his room, you will hear him groaning, and everything from the lower abdomen will come to the chest before it returns back. One night, the mother got into the room and he watched him as he was struggling and was holding his chest. You know what my wife did? She just slapped him. Bam! The boy woke up. Mommy, why did you slap me? The mother said, pray for yourself. Is your chest paining you? He said, no, mommy. My chest is not paining me. There's only no. From that day till today, what was that thing trying to do? To establish a hold. If we panic and ran to wherever, please, in fact, one of our friends offered her inhaler. My wife said, because I'm not, asthmatic. My husband is not. My mother is not. I don't know about him, if any of his parents is asthmatic. But we don't know anything about asthma. So what, please, I don't need this inhaler. Brethren, we can stop the enemy in his tracks using the word of faith. That is why we are here. Don't place the word of God in the second room. Let Jesus Christ be your priority. Let the Holy Ghost dwell within this temple. In the name of Jesus Christ. After we've heard all these things we are hearing, go back home. Throw it back. Begin to grind it. Say, God, we've heard. You want to live within us. You want to live within me. And there were other shrines. There were false When the brother brought forth that word, and we listened to, praise God. Say, so go back to your father's house. Bring down the group. In Genesis chapter 12, God called Abraham. Come out from their father's house. Come out from your tribe, your kindred. Come out from your nation. Begin to move. We were ministering on this word somewhere. And a man said, but in those days, God used to speak face to face with human beings. Has anyone ever seen? Did Abraham see God face to face? How did Abraham used to communicate with God? Or Moses? Brethren, has God changed? We challenge ourselves. We challenge you. If you go back from this conference and decide to be serious with God and make an altar, and dedicate it to the Lord and say, Spirit of the living God, I will give you, how many hours you have in a day? You know what? God is so merciful. That's why the scripture says, let the house of Aaron, let this people say, his mercy endureth forever. And we have exploited God to the extreme. Because of his mercy, we spend our money on ourselves. We live our lives for ourselves. The kingdom of God is just abandoned. But you know what David did? David one day sat in his house and saw the ark of the covenant of the God of Israel languishing in an open space. He got back to himself. Say, God, he called a prophet. Why should I live in such a sealed house? I challenge myself and I challenge you. If you leave this conference and make an altar and say, God, do you know what an altar is? We try to give some descriptions and I laugh at all of us. Have you ever seen a shrine? Have you ever seen a native doctor? You don't understand what I'm saying. We all live in the town. How many people are from where here? Apart from Rosemary and what happens under those big trees? What happens under those big trees? Sometimes you are passing at that place. What comes to you? Fear. What sends out that fear? The presence of a certain spirit. Am I honest? Am I correct? You get to a certain place in a particular location and you discover your head is as if someone is pushing you and you can't even look back. Brethren, if we cultivate an attitude of meeting with God, daily reading of the scriptures, and the Holy Ghost is inside of you and he begins to communicate back to you, one day you get to that place and your steps will be so slow. You begin to look at that place. What is inside there that people have been so scared of? By the church, Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10. Put it up for me. Dear brethren, please take this simple exhortation to heart. I'm not here to preach tabernacle or big stories. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10. So the intent that now unto what are principalities? The things that have dominated creation, humanity over generations, they have exercised dominion over our ancestors, and when you were born, they told you it is always done this way. So the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in unseen places might be made known by who? What? Christ is head and body. And who is going to crush the enemy? Is it the head that is coming to him? Is Jesus going to turn upside down and hit the head of the serpent? How is it going to be done? Praise God. The church militant. Praise God. We shall take the battles to the gates. We shall tell the demons of the nations, so far you have done this, but the time of restoration of all things back to God has come. And that is by the church. Not these things that people call church, but by people who have allowed their souls to be married by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, who have loved righteousness, a people who hate iniquity, a people who have come to realize that the lifestyle of our ancestors was not proper, and they come to God in repentance. I don't want to live like my parents lived. I want to live according to the light that is in the word of God. But then when you do that, don't think they will fold their arms and look at you? God told Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 19. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 19. God assured him, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall, what did God say? They shall knock you down. What did God say? If you don't make provision, if you don't make use of this provision, and you carry religion and begin to be afraid, if you don't digest this truth, if you don't allow this word to sink into your soul and say, they shall not prevail against me, for God himself is with me, said the Lord. To do what? Amen. 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 I woke up this morning with so much strength and vitality. When I came into this place, my steps were almost wobbling. I was walking as so. Yesterday night after the prayers, and you know what has happened? The enemy that locked up my appetite every day I'll enter here. And God has greatly helped me. I'll force myself and eat with the brethren. My wife will be smiling. Because at home, it's been a fight. Take the food away. I lost appetite and I could not understand what was going on. But God has restored my appetite. If you saw me some days ago, I was more like a ghost. Some brethren ask questions here. Brema, what am I still looking like the Brema you saw the other day? No, brethren. That's the good news. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. A savior is born. And his name is called Christ the Lord. When you allow him into your heart, then praise God. Please, if I don't have another thing to tell you, and I don't want to go further, when you leave this conference, make friends, make an altar. God spoke about altar. Forget about so many things. Say, God, I create this time, this opportunity. Every day, I want to meet with you. Don't be so presumptuous. Say, Lord, we start with 5 minutes. So when I come, please help me. You discover the 5 minutes will get to 10. And sometimes, a question was asked the other day. How many of us have read through the Bible? How many of us have read through the Bible? It's not reading from Genesis to Revelation. It's still good. But what from Genesis to Revelation has impacted you?
Amen.
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 So when you create that altar unto the Lord, you wanted to read chapter 5 from verse 1 to 6. Before you know it, you have gone to, you've read the whole chapter. And God will put, because the Holy Ghost is dwelling inside you, He will take you in. He will keep pulling you. You'll get to chapter 6. You'll get to chapter 7. Praise God. In fact, you will take permission from God and say, please, I have to go to work. Or rather, I wake up earlier. If you don't enjoy personal communion, if you don't sacrifice your ego, and you can't come to this altar, listen. If you meet a native doctor, what does he look like? Does he wear suit and tie? Does he wear what we are wearing? Hey, it's true. I don't watch African magic, but there are some images there, somehow. But I've seen with my eyes men that worship Satan. They are regalia, and you can't change them. They pay particular attention to the requirements of that God. Sometimes they could be told, eat one unripe plantain for a week and live inside, what do you call it? That shrine. A small place. When I was growing up in the village, they used to do this wicked thing, which they use a sharp they pierce his side, a small wound, and pierce through the neck of the initiate. And they'll carry the initiate and come to the market square and move around. And people will come to watch. They plant a plantain in the middle of the market. Sometimes the plantain will bring out two bunches, this way and this way. All kinds of abracadabra. Brethren, listen. The church will stop these people in their tracks.
Amen.
And those young men, they will need the power of the good news of Jesus Christ through me and you.
Amen.
I met some brethren and I asked them why they didn't come for my daughter's wedding. They said they went to Bukuma. Am I right? Is it Bukuma?
Yeah.
It's not just going to Bukuma. Go with the good news. They secrete their gods. David said to Goliath, I come against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel, whom thou hast. What's the meaning of the fight? What's the meaning of that word, defied? Praise God. When we look at men insulting God and we allow them to get away with that, brethren, what do you think of yourself? Are you part of this kingdom? David could not understand. Why is everybody scared? Everybody is. For 40 good days, nobody could lift up the head. Goliath would loom as a colossus. Bring a man. He did not know God's plan. But then God is preparing you as a David in this generation.
Amen.
But do you know what David went through? Are you ready? You said
amen.
Did you say amen?
Amen.
That God will raise you as a David in this generation.
Amen.
May you will you want to go through what David went through? Praise God. Saul chased David. A king was already on the throne. Brethren, they shall fight against us. This good news, this gospel, has the resurrection power of God in that, such that when your mind has been released from fear, the Bible talks about the two witnesses. I think they said they killed them and left them on the streets. What happened to them later? The spirit of life. If you read the story of Brother Paul, at the point they stoned him and they thought he was dead. The Brother Paul died, the brethren gathered around him. What happened? The man woke up. It is not about the gospel of convenience. We shall not fear what the enemy will do, but by the armor, fully armored, fully prepared. Is that not what we say? To be a living sure. Sweet words. Sweet song. I want to pray. One of the provisions God has made is that listen to this. Back to Psalm 1:8. verse 18. Can we see verse 18? Let's read together. The Lord has sustained me. His hand is upon my soul. Listen, if you don't cooperate with God, what's the option? The enemy takes advantage. Brother, who's the brother that asked a question? From where comes death? Brother Paul. So when you come to the Lord's table, be very careful. Wash your soul. Don't just come in carelessly. Praise God. Judge yourself properly. The Lord is fighting me to make sure I submit perfectly to Him. There's a scripture in Exodus chapter 4 when Moses was asked to return by God from go back to Egypt and lead the people of God out. The particular scripture says, God pursued Moses, and the man was running around. God gave the wife a revelation. The woman quickly took the two sons and did what? Circumcised them. As soon as that was done, God left Moses. The wife said, "This is our God, is a bloody God." Listen, if we don't yield to the hand of the Lord that is pulling us out from the world, and we keep struggling, we fight back, it's not God's business. But if we respond, He says, "The Lord has chastened me some, but what has not happened?" Amen. Brethren, Jesus will not come to the grave to bring me out to marry my soul. We must make good use of God's provisions. I think the next verse says, I shall not die, but do what? Live. To actualize. Lord, this is our prayer today. Eliminate that mindset from us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That sickness.
Is that for you?
Yes, good, thanks. That sickness can render me useless. And you know what? Some days I sit there and listen to us sing and jump up and down. By His word, I have no fear in me. By His word,
it cannot swallow.
Did you say so?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear? The next one is what? By His word, I have. By His word,
sickness can flee.
Did we hear these songs that we used to sing?
I'm walking victory. By His word,
well,
I've been set free.
Please, may the Holy Ghost live within this new temple. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Create that altar.
Yes, sir.
Between you and God.
Yes, sir.
And you discover that the word of God is sweeter than anything you can think of. Praise God.
Amen.
Yesterday, brother was on the book of Ezekiel, and he reminded me of the nights I spent, because you can't just read and stop. Ezekiel's temple has no shed. In those days, I had no understanding. It's like yesterday when my brother was bringing out the word. All I remembered was that the numbers or where? I said, no, that's not the arrangement. Judah and where are on the east. But God has changed those arrangements. We need to be in the spirit. Praise God. So brethren, the choice is yours and mine to be married by this word. Don't allow it to be so complicated. And a word for the eldership. Before we get back to our fellowships, let us break down these words again to our brethren. Amen. Please, it is very necessary. Let's go down with this body and share with the brethren. Call the brethren together. What did you hear in the conference? Did you hear about the strength of the camel that drank so much word of God into his system that could last him a journey through the barren wilderness? May God give us such capacities.
Amen.
So let us share some of, begin to break down these things to the brethren. Say how much you chew the God, taking this word, that's how much strength God will make available to you. Let's pray. Let's pray. There's a scripture of not rage. It's intentional because I'm still working on that. The Bible says, Christ has abolished death. Lawyers will explain to us what abolition means. But I tried as a layman to see that meaning. Abolition. If God has cancelled death in the human history by the preaching of the gospel and has done what? Installed, has brought to light life and immortality. Why do we still allow some of these things, brethren? Can we repent? Can you say, God, I want to be friends with you. Help me personally to create time to be with you. And if you are not born again, you don't have a part of this thing at all. You are not a party to this. God has no business with you because he's dealing with us as his sons. He only sends the spirit of adoption to us. So if you are son, you are entitled to all these rights and privileges in God. Amen.
Amen.
You are entitled to long life to fulfill this mission of God. Not in heaven. We will walk with our legs here on earth. And like you see juju man and run, that juju man will see you and begin to do what? Run. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't look at yourself as nothing. You have come into the highest structure on earth. You are not a mere human being. Banish that idea. Say, God, I am a son. Jesus came to make many sons. Lord, we thank you for today. We look up to you for grace. As you begin to unfold more of yourself, we pray. May we not use broken systems to fetch this water. May we not use baskets. May our minds, may we walk upon, may we break down our fallow grounds. Cause us to hate wickedness. Deliver us from the sins of our families, the ancestral linkages. May we denounce those gods. In truth, Esther says, if I perish, I perish. But dear Lord, because Esther lived, we know that you will not give us over unto death. You will help us. Thank you, dear Lord, for more grace has been given to us today. We look up to you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.